morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO, Portland, Oregon, at 90.7 FM. Today's Wednesday, January 21st, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, a whole half hour of headlines and commentary in less than 10 minutes. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
Sex, lies, and videotape. Portland Mayor Sam Adams says that he did lie about a relationship with an 18-year-old man back at the start of his run for office.
FERC Chairman Joe Kelleher has resigned.
And Barack Obama has asked that the military trial of Canadian Omar Khadr be suspended.
Portland area weather, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 50s and winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, although out in the gorge they're much harder than that. And then tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and lows in the high 30s.
And first we go to regional headlines. The head of the Federal Energy Regulatory Agency that's considering Bradwood Landing liquefied natural gas terminals on the Columbia River has resigned. This is kind of a startling development. Chairman Joseph Kelleher apparently sent a letter to President Bush last week saying that he will step down on January 20th. Yesterday, of course, the day of the inauguration. Kelleher is going to remain a commissioner, but he's going to recuse himself from voting on FERC business for an undetermined period of time. Joining us this morning is Olivia Schmidt of Columbia Riverkeeper to shed some light on this development. Good morning, Olivia. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me. On the 15th, we heard word that Chairman Joseph Kelleher was going to be stepping down. The 20th was his actually step down from that position as the chair. He remains a commissioner. He said in his press statement that he would immediately begin recusing himself from FERC business, but his parting gift to the LNG industry was putting three LNG terminals on the agenda for his last meeting as the chair. In that meeting, he chose to deny the request for rehearing that FERC had been considering for Bradwood Landing for the last month or so. So he already has, you know, he's not recusing himself from FERC business, and until he finds a job, you know, theoretically in the energy industry, he will continue to maintain a seat on that commission. When he does find other work, which is what his stated intention is, that seat will be filled by an appointment made by President Obama. In the meantime, Obama will be responsible for filling the chair seat in that commission, and the anti-LNG coalition is really hoping and urging that that seat is filled by John Wellinghoff, who is a current FERC commissioner, the only FERC commissioner who took the time to come and visit the Bradwood Landing site and is the only FERC commissioner who voted no on that project and wrote a really wonderful dissenting opinion in which he cited alternative energy as options to move away from LNG in the Columbia River Gorge.
So my guess is that Kelleher will probably go to work for Northern Star or Northwest Natural or perhaps Palomar.
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Steel revolving door.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That, of course, was Olivia Schmidt of Columbia Riverkeeper. Thanks for being with us, Olivia.
A contrite Mayor Sam Adams apologized to Portland for lying about a sexual relationship with a male teenager he was mentoring, but he asked the city to consider it an anomaly in 2 decades of public service. Adams said he has no plans to resign, but left open the possibility. Rumors of a relationship between Adams and the teen, Bo Breedlove, surfaced in 2007 when the city commissioner was getting ready to run for mayor.
Actually, Liam, all that Sam Adams is guilty of here is lying. He did, in fact, the fellow that he had a relationship with was 18 years old, age of consent when the relationship occurred. So it basically comes down to lying, and if lying were illegal, the entire Bush administration would be in jail by now. Statistics from a federal bankruptcy court show bankruptcy filings in Washington state increased 40% in 2008 compared to 2007. The number of filings increased as the year drew to a close. No surprise there. No bailout for these people, but then they just aren't too big to fail, just too small to survive, I guess.
Oregon's unemployment rate also jumped to 9% in December. That's one full percentage point in just a month. The December rate is the highest since April 85, when it was 9.1%. In the month, more than 174,000 Oregonians were unemployed, the largest number since January of 83.
Governor Ted Kulongoski's office says that Oregon may have to cut deeply into its payments to schools and local governments in the coming months to balance the state budget. State worker layoffs aren't the answer, if, says the governor. If so, school districts around the state could be faced with deciding whether to lay off teachers, cut school programs, or trim classroom days.
We're told that everybody has his or her own list of transportation projects the federal government should help pay for. Metro's come up with its own version of what needs to be done. They'll vote tomorrow on federal money for more than six dozen projects, ranging from the Columbia River crossing to new TriMet buses.
When Coos County, here's a feel-good story for you. When Coos County purchased the 135-acre Riley Ranch near Hauser in 2002, the county's dream was for it to become an ATV mecca. It would be a nightmare for environmentalists. This ATV, that's all-terrain vehicle mecca, would be complete with dune access by this summer. Not so fast, though. The Center for Biological Diversity has taken issue with the plan, which requires a nearly one-mile designated county trail through two plots of national forest lands. On the bright side, ATVs have proved time and again to be an effective means of cleaning up the gene pool.
Idaho's rising jobless rate is apparently helping the state collect child support as Department of Health and Welfare collectors garnish unemployment benefits. Rising collections from deadbeat dads have been an unexpected silver lining to Idaho's economic malaise. Some who historically haven't paid child support have now filed to collect unemployment benefits after joblessness more than doubled in a year to 6.6%.
See, that was two feel-good stories in a row. Who says if it bleeds, it leads? The dawn of the Obama presidency couldn't shake the stock market from its dejection over the rapidly deteriorating state of the banking industry. Financial stocks, many of them falling by double-digit percentages, led a huge drop on Wall Street yesterday that left the major indices down more than 4%.
President Barack Obama's Treasury Secretary nominee Timothy Geithner faces a grilling in Congress this week. Some lawmakers want to know why, after underpaying his taxes, they should trust him with a $700 billion rescue fund.
With a mere 64 minutes left in its last full day in office, January 19th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the Bush administration asked a federal judge to stay enforcement of a ruling that would keep alive a lawsuit which tests whether the president can bypass the Congress and eavesdrop on Americans without warrants.
Today, a military judge ordered the suspension of the trial of a Canadian held at Guantanamo Bay. This could be the first step toward closing the prison. The judge agreed to a request by President Obama to suspend for 120 days the trial of Omar Khadr for allegedly killing a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan. Khadr was arrested at the age of 15 and transferred to Guantanamo.
Omar Khadr was just 15. Couldn't even have had legally have had sex with Sam Adams. And here he is charged with terrorism. What a strange world, eh? Spencer Raymond is back with us this morning with more D.C. Dirt. Greetings, Spencer.
Hi, Chris.
Well, yesterday's inauguration was, by all accounts, a love fest of epic proportions, and except for, of course, Wall Street greeted the new era with fear and trembling. And around the world, there were some odd reactions. What do you hear, Spencer?
Well, there's jubilation. You're right, Chris. I mean, on every, well, not every corner of the globe, but more or less, yes, around the world and, of course, in D.C., people are excited and they're happy. I mean, it's been just over 24 hours now that Obama has been president, and I think it's safe to say that America and the world has dawned on a new era. Barack Obama is a new person. He's someone else that the world and America has never seen in the position that he is now in. And I mean, if you look online, if you look in the newspapers, look at the photographs of him sitting in the Oval Office. I mean, that is a sight that means a lot to a lot of people, but it's a new time and we are here witnessing it now, and you know, it is exciting.
The Israeli president Shimon Peres also stated his excitement for continued Israeli impunity under the Obama presidency. Here's a kind of a stunner of a quote. This is from Israeli President Shimon Peres. I am sure that Israel will be a good partner to President Obama, he said, and he continues. They say Obama will be a good president to Israel, and I say Israel will be a good country for the president, because his goals are our goals, his hopes are our hopes, his source is our source. What? What can he possibly mean by that?
Well, he's really saying, you know, long quote short, is Obama will work with you. You are our friend. And, you know, sure, we talked about in the past, Rahm Emanuel, his, ties to Israel, what kind of policy he'll bring. But then at the same time, Obama is saying he wants to talk with both sides in the Middle East. So he wants to talk to the Palestinians. He wants to, you know, have a more conciliatory tone for both sides of that conflict. And it's important for Israel to say something like that, to say, Obama, we trust you. We know that you are working in our best interest. That's about the best welcome that he could get from anyone in the Middle East. It's also rumored that he will be speaking from the Middle East capital in the first month of his presidency. I've heard that Obama is going to go over there somewhere in the Middle East and make a major policy speech, most likely in hostile territory. That will be his first international test.
Oh, we'll see how that works out for all concerned. That, of course, KBOO's reporter, Spencer Raymond. Thank you so much, Spencer, for joining us again.
Even as President Obama and family come to grips with their new status, the hours-old administration is already at work in his first act as president. Obama approved a memo by White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. It orders all federal agencies to freeze former President Bush's pending regulations until the new administration has a chance to review them. First among the issues, military trials at Guantanamo Bay.
And now, that's a segue straight into our one and only international story of the day, but again, it's a stunner. After flattening many parts of Gaza with devastating aerial bombardment and ground invasion, Israel may be planning to transfer the now homeless Palestinian refugees to, wait for it, Egypt, where hundreds of tents have been set up near Rafah. One local blogger said that a soldier told him there are many more tents being prepared as well. The Israeli right have in the past promoted a strange plan to deny the Palestinian people a state by making Gaza part of Egypt. And the West Bank, minus Israeli settlements, of course, part of Jordan. Avigdor Lieberman, one of the most outspoken proponents of such a plan, is currently a member of the Israeli cabinet. And don't forget, this whole massacre has been a cheap campaign stunt in the run-up to the Israeli elections in a few months. That's it.
This has been Headlines and Commentary from Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 21st, 2009. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Engineering is Paula Chernoff. The KBU AM News and Public Affairs Director is Kathleen Stevenson. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Chris Andre. You're listening to member-supported KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
Coming up next on KBOO, part two of today's special two-hour Democracy Now!, they'll talk about the inauguration and Palestine.
Thanks for listening, and have a good day.